Well, we're back in the deep freeze again, but despite that deep freeze, there is a particularly remarkable, beautiful, fun winter event that we cannot enjoy yet. And to tell us a little bit more about it is Julie Van Stappen this morning. And of course, we're talking about the Apostle Islands ice caves. Hi, Julie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
So I made a little joke yesterday, very little joke. When I called, and the nice lady that I talked to said, I'll find somebody for you. And I said, well, are all of the staff out hiding in the ice caves? And she said, I hope not. There's a big crack out there. And so I started thinking about people wanting to go and see the ice caves, thinking that, you know, it's been 20 below zero for most of December and into January, and people thinking, oh, it ought to be great. Not so much. Tell us about it.
Well, it actually, it looks like there's a lot of ice out there, but if you looked at the actual satellite image of Lake Superior, there actually is very little ice on the big lake. You know, look off of Duluth, and there's a lot of open water. So there is some ice. Unfortunately, what happened is you had slush that came in, and it got cold so quickly that slush and pieces of ice basically were pushed against the shore and froze that way. But it's very, very bad ice. It's very soft ice. And it's very jagged. Our ice rescue team was out there checking conditions last weekend, and they said it was like walking on bowling balls. So it's not unusual for ice to form in a sheet, and then the wind blows it up, and you get what's called like shark fins. So basically it's pushed up. So imagine all these broken up plates being pushed up and then refrozen. This is actually worse because it's thicker amounts of ice and kind of like little pyramids everywhere with a little bit of snow on there, just enough so you can't see your footing. And the other thing that's a problem is that you can't get snowmobiles out on it. It's just too jagged. And if you can't get a snowmobile out there, if someone gets in trouble, we can't rescue them. So as of right now, unfortunately, they're not accessible and they're not safe.
So the issue isn't so much that the ice at this point is mushy and that you're liable to just sink like quicksand. The issue is that it's just next impossible to walk on. You'll twist your ankle. And as you say, if you get in trouble, they can't get anybody out there to help you out.
Right. And then also that you want a certain amount of ice, especially good ice, to support, you know, not just one person, but thousands of people.
Oh, boy, no kidding.
And the quality of that ice is really poor. And so it would take, you know, inches of ice, of poor ice, to equal 1 inch of good ice.
So
we have like good ice, you know, so say, for example, if you have a condition like now, if it was calm and clear, and that ice formed in those conditions, you get what's called clear ice, and it's really strong. If you have conditions where, say, it's snow and that turns to ice, it's a lot softer, so it takes a lot more inches of bad ice to equal a smaller amount of good ice.
So can this bad ice refreeze or somehow be transformed by Mother Nature into good ice, or do you just have to wait for weather conditions to create new good ice?
Well, probably the best scenario would be for this ice to blow out, and that's frequently what happens, is that you get this, you know, this new ice comes in, it's broken up, it's not as high a quality, and then you get a storm and it peels off, and then it refreezes. And that's what happened in 15, the last time the ice caves were open, is we had, you know, kind of bad ice. It was really, really jagged, very hard to walk on. It wasn't quite as bad as this year, but then it blew out, and what came back in actually was very smooth and clear, and if anything, it was so icy, it was very slippery. But that was easier walking than this, you know, this jagged stuff is some of the worst stuff we've seen.
So it's always a condition of extremes.
Yes, it is.
Now, we've been talking here on Northland Morning. We've had a couple of conversations about the issue of fake news. And while this is not exactly a fake news situation, it is something that you want folks to know, that the official Apostle Islands Facebook pages and websites have ice conditions, and those ice conditions come directly from reports by people that work for the park about the condition of the ice and that there are all of these other sites that are perhaps available on social media, and they may not be giving you the right scoop when it comes to ice conditions.
That's true. And so what we recommend is make sure you go to the official Apostle Islands Facebook page and look for the NPS Arrowhead.
Okay, National Park Service.
National Park Service, and you have that you know, the iconic arrowhead that's on all of our badges, and that is the symbol of the Park Service, and that is on our Facebook page.
So that you're sure that you're getting accurate information. Well, exactly. And then you, as you say, you've got people out and checking the ice.
Right.
Now, apparently, another group that's being frustrated by social media right now is the Red Cliff Band, because apparently there's some kind of interest in the so-called Red Cliff ice caves, and they're going, no, and we don't have people out there regularly checking the ice, and it's not safe, and there really isn't a place for people to park, and no, stop it.
Yeah, and that's something that people would need to contact Legendary Waters or the Red Cliff Band directly. But the only place that where the ice is checked for safety is the Myers Beach Caves by the park, and the only place where the Park Service checks the caves is within the park.
All right.
At Myers Beach. There's other areas, you know, in the park that people may be interested in, but the only place that we actually check those ice conditions for safety is right along the mainland ice caves near Myers Beach.
And if you've ever been out there, it is extraordinary. It is beautiful. It is an experience that you want to have, but you do at some point realize what you're walking on and that you're really, really a long way away from the shore. And that if there was something that happened on the ice, that it would be very, very bad.
Exactly. And, you know, in the meantime, there is a really nice trail, and you can get some nice glimpses of the ice formations from the trail itself.
So what kind of what are we looking for? Are we looking for a north wind? What kind of wind are we looking for to blow the ice, the bad ice, into the lake?
It's more of a north, especially northeasterly wind that can kind of peel it off.
All right. So there's something to look forward to. Normally, we're not excited about northeasterly winds, but
no.
If there are northeasterly winds, you can say to yourself, gosh, maybe the ice caves will be open later this year. And
yes.
We'll stay in touch, Julie. Thanks so much for taking some time this morning, and we'll get some links set up so we can help keep folks safe. Thanks again.
You bet. Take care.
Julie Van Stappen this morning with the Apostle Islands National Park and an update on the situation with the ice caves. We'll get a link set up to their official Facebook page. They're the only place where they're sending folks out to check on the ice safety conditions of the ice caves at Myers Beach. And so you want to make sure that's where you're getting your information before you jump in the car and head out to see the ice caves.